This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Wendy Gillette in Dallas. There could be more severe weather in the South after days of storms. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson on the forecast for the Florida Panhandle.
They certainly do not need more rain in Pensacola, where they picked up more than 16 inches of rain in just several hours. It was more than a 1 in 200-year flood event. Good news is that that water has receded, but the ground is so saturated, the retention ponds are so full, that any additional rain is really going to cause problems.
Five people have been killed because of storms in Florida, Texas, and Mississippi the last few days. A Department of Justice report accuses the Minneapolis Police Department of discrimination and abuse against minorities. CBS News Justice correspondent Jim Crisula.
The Justice Department has found that Minneapolis police have long engaged in a pattern of violating constitutional rights and discriminating against minorities. The sweeping two-year civil rights probe concluded that systemic problems in the Minneapolis Police Department made what happened to George Floyd possible.
A guilty verdict in the Pittsburgh synagogue shooting that killed 11 worshipers. Oren Siegel is with the Anti-Defamation League. He says the targeting of Jews has become more common.
We have seen increases in anti-Semitic vandalism, harassment, and assault over the past 5 years.
Iowa's Supreme Court upheld a block on the state's six-week abortion law. Maisie Stillwell is with Planned Parenthood in Des Moines.
Abortion access hangs by a thread that politicians in Iowa are trying to cut. We fully expect lawmakers to keep trying to ban abortion in Iowa.
The nation celebrates Juneteenth on Monday amid a tense political climate. Correspondent Allison Keyes.
With several states, including Florida and Texas, restricting what can be taught in classrooms about slavery and black history, English and black studies professor Stephanie Batiste at the University of California, Santa Barbara, sees a problem.
This repression of the history of slavery, African-American history, is a return to the 1950s.
She says that people need to know that slavery is
the foundation of the United States of America.
Pride Month continues with celebrations, both large and small.
It didn't take long for the crowd to swell into the hundreds at the historic Church of the Messiah in Rhinebeck, New York.
When I stepped into the church and the guy goes, it's standing room only. Like, I didn't even know there were this many people in Rhinebeck that would support a pride.
Derek Schwartz grew up trans in this small community. Mothers, fathers, friends, and neighbors all coming out to show support.
It just makes me super happy for what's to come.
Deborah Rodriguez reporting. This is CBS News.
Hiring is a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Walks, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Geese are getting to be a bigger nuisance in Wisconsin parks, but animal rights advocates are urging communities not to euthanize them. More from Mike Moan.
Mid-June is considered a key time for cities to carry out elements of their control plans, because that's when geese lose their flight feathers and grow new ones. Mary Telfer with Alliance for Animals says places like Madison and Maquonago have turned to lethal options at various points. They round up geese and either euthanize them at meat processing plants or through gas chambers, action she calls cruel and inhumane.
These are highly intelligent birds, and they have a strong family structure. They mourn when they lose a partner or a family member or an egg.
And she says the gas is used for baby geese and results in a traumatic death. The group urges local agencies to stick with other strategies like habitat modification. Madison officials say they rely on several non-lethal practices and euthanasia only as a last resort. Delfer says it's understandable some people are annoyed about navigating bird poop, but she adds they might not be happy to know about the lethal action sometimes used to keep populations under control.
I doubt very much if someone is complaining about some goose poop and they call the park district to say clean it up. I can't imagine most people would be okay with this.
And her organization is working with a group in defense of animals to sound the alarm over a planned roundup this summer in Maquonago. Cities that consider lethal strategies coordinate such efforts with the USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service. Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection. Find our Rate Trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. For Matt
Flynn. Well, I'm coming June face to face with my conscience.
2023. This week in Waukesha, I'm your host, Downtown Donnie Brown, coming to you live, local, from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, here in the old NAMI building at 217 Wisconsin Avenue, right around the corner from Theodora Yeoman's Park, where we are proud to honor our suffragette heritage here in the Shaw. We've got a new old face here in the studio. My old engineer Calvin is back. Calvin, how are you? Filling in?
I'm doing well, Don. How are you?
Sounds great. Filling in for Anastasia, who's got a well-deserved day off. You know, Calvin is working during the week now, primarily with the Earl Ingram Show. That's got to be really cool. And you're also producing Matt Flynn and others.
Yeah, I have a great time with their shows. Lots of fun conversations.
Fantastic. So it's great to see your career developing here at Civic Media. And I can't forget my guest, the water czar of Waukesha, the general the official title is general manager of Waukesha Water Utility.
Correct.
Dan Dukniak. Dan, welcome. How are you?
Good. Great to be here this morning.
Fantastic. So, yeah, I mentioned our suffragette heritage at the beginning of every show, but in Waukesha history, there is another heritage, both glorious and problematic, and I'm talking about our water, and no one knows more about there or knows it better than Dan. You know, in the 19th century, we were known as the Spring City or the Saratoga of the West because of our spring water and its quote-unquote healing powers that attracted visitors from around the country, maybe even the world, and made us a popular summer resort town. Fast-forwarding to the tail end of the 20th century into the present day, our waters, our tap water, had become contaminated with radium in our aquifers. And I know there were some lawsuits involved with the EPA and the city, and it's all led to this historic project that Dan had introduced and spearheaded by bringing in Great Lakes Water. So tell us about this, Dan.
It has been interesting. Waukesha used to be Spring City, where people used to come for the healing powers of the water. Right. Really interesting and ironic that all of a sudden now we have this water issue and that we're trying to have to deal with radium in our drinking water. And it's not only radium, it's the long-term sustainability of the supply. And we have to deal with that. And it's ironic that people used to come here for that. And now we're dealing with an issue where we have basically a supply that's not usable for the long term.
Right. And so obviously people know this is a big project. I don't think it gets enough press or enough discussion, but this is historic. I remember during my time in the council, you know, Mayor Sean Riley had pointed out that we're the first non-coastal city in the Great Lakes region to get Great Lakes water. And to make that happen, you needed approval from all of the American states, the governors.
Correct.
From every Great Lakes state, that's New York, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Michigan, Indiana, Minnesota, and Ohio, and the Canadian provinces of Ontario and Quebec, les bon temps brûlé. And as you know, especially in today's, you know, polarizing political state, you know, you can't get two or three, you know, governors, legislators, whoever, to agree on the color of, you know, beep. You know, how did they pull that off?
That
how did you pull that off?
There are so many stories that go along with us getting our approval. It is amazing that we were able to pull that off when you look at.
And you needed unanimous approval. Yeah. It wasn't just like, oh, we got the majority of the states and we got Ontario. We're in. Needed all of them.
You needed unanimous approval of the Great Lakes states. And it was interesting. There was just a Compact Council meeting in Milwaukee here earlier this week. And I gave an update on our project at the Compact Council. And there was only one representative on that Compact Council of the 8 Great Lakes states that is also, or is on the, remains on the Compact Council. Okay. So that's how things are changing there. But yeah, there was Democratic and Republican governors, and you had to get them all to say yes and agree.
Sure.
And if one said no, then we were out of luck.
And was there any, like, what's in it for me or any of that type of?
Well, I think the biggest controversy was that they didn't want to set a precedent where anybody could get the water, right?
Yeah.
Like you said, we were the first applicant under the Great Lakes Compact. That was a historic agreement that all the Great Lakes states came together and agreed how water was going to be managed from the Great Lakes Basin. And it was just an interesting process. I think that if you had asked me what was the one thing that actually sold the other states, it's when the mayor and I got in the car and drove around to all the Great Lakes states and met with all the governor's offices.
Like Harry Truman used to.
We did. We drove. We went from here to Illinois, or from here to Michigan, to Pennsylvania. We came back
to Lansing,
Ohio.
And there was Harrisburg.
Harrisburg.
That's a southern tip. But yeah, that's a fun drive because I know there's no real highway going north and south there. So I know.
I made the mayor drive after Michigan. He drove to Pennsylvania through a big storm, through a big thunderstorm. It was kind of interesting. But we came back and we hit Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, and back to Wisconsin. And we flew to New York to meet with the governor's office in New York and to Minnesota also.
Sounds good. Hey, real quick. Hey, Calvin, is Johnny called in yet?
Not quite yet. We're still waiting for him.
Oh, wow. Yeah, maybe if you have his number, if you could send him a text. Johnny usually calls in from the farmer's market to give us an update. And
this might be him right here. Let me check.
Fantastic. Wow, his ears must have been ringing. Yeah, he probably has the radio on at the farmer's market. He's like, oh, shoot, I forgot to call. So I'll have to give him a hard time here. Is he there?
We actually have a booth at the farmer's market to educate people on what's going to happen during the
Great
transition.
Water Alliance, right? And the website by the same name. Did I say that right?
Correct.
Yeah. So, Johnny, are you there?
I am, Don. Good morning to you. How are you?
Good. We thought you forgot about us there for a second.
You know, dude, I was taking a quick loop. Uh-huh. I saw somebody that had some strawberries out. And it got me like so excited. I spent a little extra time with the strawberry vendors here. I bought some. They are unbelievably delicious.
Sounds great.
Ripe and red and tasty. Oh my God. You got to get down here to have some of the strawberries today.
Terrific. So, you know, John, I feel bad because, you know, we had Jane Matnier filling in for you last week. Hope you enjoyed your time off last weekend. But I had a walkout song for Jane. You know, Jane's Getting Serious by John Astley, a one-hit wonder from the 80s. Fantastic song. Used to be used on a Heinz ketchup commercial. But I got to figure out a walkout song for you, Johnny. I've thought a couple of them, but some may not be so politically correct in today's age. But, Johnny, what's going on there? Besides
well, I'll tell you, it's a beautiful day down here, Don. We just got really lucky on the weather again here.
Yep.
So there's a lot more vendors than there was last time I was here. I know Jane was here last week, but
Jane was
these rows
too.
Are pretty filled up. So there's a lot of stuff going on here today. There's the veggies are starting to come in, beautiful radishes and onions.
Ooh,
and,
I like some radishes.
Oh my God, you know. A lot of flowers. I mean, the purple onions, I got to buy some of them today. So things are really kind of hopping here. The music's good. The bakery's good.
Yeah. How's the line at the mushroom stand? Are you able to save me a spot there?
You know, there's already a line there.
I've been able, it's like Buckner Pool. I've been able to get in there yet. So
yeah, there's always a line there, and there's always a line at Bayview Bread, and there's always a line at the Cheese Guy, the Stamford cheese. So
there you go.
So, people are lined up, man.
Johnny, I want to take a step back or switch gears for a second because you were also, I saw you last night at Friday Night Live. My wife and I went. We had a wonderful dinner. We got the patio at Mainstream. Awesome fish fry, too. So that was very fun. And, of course, they got the best burgers perhaps anywhere. But I saw you were having fun. And I saw Steaming Cup had a much larger exhibit, like almost kind of like a children's carnival within the Friday Night Live there. That looked like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's so much fun. The families all show up there. The little toddlers just love jumping around in that little jumper thing they got there. It's just so much fun. So I'm glad that they did that.
Sure.
And they're really cool. They sell bottled water real cheap. So
sounds great.
It's a great little spot for everybody that comes to Friday Night Live. And I know that they had a band up at Cutler last night. But we had a really good crowd last night.
The 80s band at Mia's was also really cool. They even had like the Day-Glo colored outfits on, and like I think the one woman had like the kind of the Livy Newton John Let's Get Physical like jumpsuit or whatever that leotard outfit was. Like, that was awesome. That
I think
hilarious.
They're called Total Neon.
Total Neon. So hey John, I've got Dan Dukniak here, our general manager for the water utility. We're talking about the Great Lakes, the big project we have going on here. And they also have a booth at the farmers market, and it's called the Great Water Alliance. So I highly encourage you to connect with them while you're there at the farmers market. And but do you have any questions for Dan this morning about Great Lakes water coming to Waukesha?
Well, I just wanted to get an update. You know, I cruised by and I saw them there, but I'm so glad that you gave me an opportunity to ask this. Give me a kind of an idea on the update of the progress of the deal. Yeah. I didn't catch your first segment there because I was cruising around.
We haven't got
I'm wondering
that,
about the construction company.
Excellent question.
It's had a little bit of trouble, and just wondering how things are going. Is everything on schedule and in budget and all that sort of stuff?
Excellent questions. Yeah, everything is on schedule. We are actually a little under budget. We'll be coming in. We're projecting that we're going to come in under budget. We are about 95% complete. We hit with the pipeline. Pipeline is probably even more complete than that. We have two small segments left, I-43 in Racine and in Milwaukee, connecting up to the booster station on 76 in Oklahoma. As everyone has seen, the facilities here on Les Paul and Broadway, the two reservoirs, the booster pump station and the elevated storage tank are all up. All the final components are coming in. We're waiting for some equipment. We've been working with Eaton on the motor control centers and the drives for the motors. And the pumps will be coming in, and we'll be slowly working on disinfecting everything, getting everything ready to go to transition in September.
Sounds great. Hey, Johnny, thanks for the question and the update in the farmers market. We'll be touching base with you later in the show and looking forward to some updates so people know what to check out at the farmers market if they haven't been there yet. So thanks, Johnny.
Okay, sounds great. Come down for strawberries.
See ya. All right, so Johnny Watermelon back on duty. You know, I was afraid he was going to lose his job because Jane was having so much fun last week. She called it farmer's market heaven. So I thought that she may even be right there alongside Johnny. So, but anyway, great weather today for the farmer's market and great weather to talk about water. In the minute we have before the next break, actually, I think that's coming up sooner. But when we come back from the break, we're going to be talking with Dan Dukniak about the potential cost issues, what that'll mean for homeowners, as well as some other economic development opportunities that aren't being discussed on This Week in Waukesha. Don't go away. And Alder Alicia Helbin-Slabin is my guest, along with a disgruntled neighbor that lives near the border of the breakaway republic of the village of Waukesha. Lots going on here This Week in Waukesha. Do not go away.
Talk about it. Talk about it. Give it up.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Homeownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weichert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weichert-lakepoint.com.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 79. Southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 55 tonight. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun tomorrow, high of 81. Mainly clear Monday, with daytime highs approaching 83. 84 Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 59 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK.
Oh, he'd want to see this so badly, and he'd want to talk about it. His own words can do better than any of mine. Here now a tribute to our friend Tim Russert.
I thought I would grow up in Buffalo, and if I got real lucky, I'd have a chance to go to college, maybe even law school, and then be a good lawyer here or a good teacher here. And that would be the extent of fulfilling my dream.
From the humblest of beginnings, he rose to one of the most powerful positions in journalism, always asking the questions the country wanted to ask and getting the answers the country deserved to know.
You know, you can be heard. You can reach out beyond the boundaries of South Buffalo.
When I became moderator of Meet the Press, the first phone call I made was to Lauren Spivak. And I said, Larry, what's the mission of this program, Meet the Press? He said, it's simple. Each and every Sunday, you have to learn as much as you can about your guest and his or her views and positions on issues. And then take the other side.
If I told you it was 25% of your state live below the poverty line, would you believe me?
I could believe you, yes.
Are these the kinds of things a governor should know?
You have said that part of your $40 billion deficit.
I have also told your program
is $180 billion.
Yes, may I finish?
And this week we remember with love.
Would you be willing to retract
Tim
or
Russert,
apologize for some of the things you said?
From my hometown, from my mother's old neighborhood. Tim Russert of NBC's Meet the Press, who died 15 years ago this week on Friday, June 13th, 2008. Tim was one of the great champions for fair and objective reporting, for finding the truth, and for holding our public officials and other influential stakeholders accountable. If Tim were alive today, this era, this age of disinformation and polarization would not exist to the extent that it does. It was announced on June 4th that his second successor, Chuck Todd, would be leaving his post after nearly a decade and replaced by former White House correspondent Kristen Welker. We wish her well, but this important seat, NBC's Meet the Press, in our nation's media will always be Tim Russert's seat. And in that spirit, this seat belongs to the people of Buffalo, where I'm from, to the people of Waukesha, where I live now, to the people of every town and city, because Brother Timmy was one of us. He spoke from our perspective, and his only agenda was about serving us and our democracy. He's the reason I wear my Buffalo Bills hat on the show. And I believe in many ways that the civic media mission started by Mike Crute and Sage Weil and so many others was inspired by Tim Russert's integrity in reporting and the importance of fair, honest reporting. And if Tim Russert could speak from the grave to the people of Waukesha today or to me, he'd say, this week, let us not forget, let us honor and remember fallen Waukesha detective George Schmidling, who lost his life in the line of duty in 1961 on Sunday, June 11th. He served the Waukesha Police Department for 6 years and in the United States Navy. The city of Waukesha is working to permanently honor and remember all fallen police and firefighters with a memorial outside of City Hall. People can purchase personalized brick for the memorial. All bricks ordered by June 30th will be installed in time for the dedication on September 22nd. And what's really impressive to me, I was talking to Dan Dukniak about this, our guest, Dan Dukniak from the water utility, that in our long history, we've only lost like 6 first responders. 3 were firefighters, excuse me, 5, and 2 were police, including Detective Schmidling. And that's really quite a testament, I think, to the leadership of the city. And again, I'm glad that we are doing the City of Waukesha Public Safety Memorial. Good way to honor our first responders. So, but returning to Dan Dukniak and this little pet project he's doing with our water utility, obviously the biggest concern on a lot of people's minds, and obviously it's that, is what's this going to do to our costs? And people are thinking rising costs. So. Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, absolutely. That is one of the factors that we looked at when we looked at all of the alternatives. Actually, the Great Lakes alternative was the cheapest alternative with regards to all of the alternatives.
Cheaper than reverse osmosis that some have advocated for and some of these other.
Yes, it was cheaper than reverse osmosis. When you put in the reverse osmosis equipment, not only do you have the high electric cost, but you also have the water waste.
Okay.
And if we're pumping from the same aquifer that's contaminated now and we have to pump 20% more water, we're just adding to the problem and increasing the problem.
Okay.
And the water's not sustainable for the long term. And then there's other contaminants that we have to deal with.
Well, I've been told there's a greater potential for other contaminants.
There is. There certainly is. We actually ran into those when we were pumping our aquifer right now. We ran into that high. When you get deeper in the aquifer, it gets to be more brackish water.
Okay.
More, yeah, high saline content.
Sure.
So you have to, like ocean water, you have to use reverse osmosis to get the salt out and be able to use it. Similar instance here. Once you get down far enough, it becomes brackish and becomes salt water. And it's not usable without treatment. And reverse osmosis is an expensive way and there's a lot of issues with it. Not only is it expensive, but you also, like I said, you have to pump more out of the aquifer to get the same amount of water.
And speaking of cost, you have some solutions in place that control these costs.
Right.
Keep them in line.
Right. Well, there's going to be some increases that are coming into place. And I think when you, we were talking earlier, when you look at comparing us to other communities, at the end of the day, we had projected back in 2016 that we were going to be about $100 a month for water and return flow. In 2018 and 2019, the County Council and our Water Commission asked us to said, hey, people don't pay for water and return flow. They pay for water, sewer, and return flow. Mm. So we need to project what the entire bill is going to do.
Okay.
And we started coordinating with the sewer utility to keep those costs in line.
Okay.
And we're going to see some increases coming up here, but we had projected about $155 a month that our costs were going to be. And we're going to probably hit those numbers when all is said and done.
Sounds great. So this is our shorter segment. So when we come back from the break, more with Dan Dukniak on this amazing project and what's not being spoken about, the economic development opportunities that Lake Michigan Water could do for our city and perhaps for the region. So don't go away. Lots to talk about on this week in Waukesha. And again, very very proud to honor Tim Russert and to be part of his legacy. So don't go away. More here on this week in Waukesha.
That I have my moments, but all that is trumped by what a country.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup starting at 6 AM. Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Hundreds of buildings were destroyed when an EF3 tornado hit Perryton in North Texas. KTVT-TV's Jason Allen.
Streets that had homes and businesses on them are now just piles of debris. Some lots are completely vacant. Everything blown off of them.
The Justice Department reports the Minneapolis Police Department has routinely targeted minorities. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
MPD officers stop, search, and then use force against people who are Black and Native American at disproportionate rates.
A guilty verdict on all 63 counts for Robert Bowers in the Pittsburgh synagogue shooting case. But Oren Siegel with the Anti-Defamation League says it's not an isolated incident.
What motivates anti-Semitism in this country, the groups, the narratives, the influencers, the social media, is much broader than any one trial or any one verdict.
CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Walks, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in Southeast Wisconsin. A Milwaukee County board supervisor was assaulted Monday at Mayfair Mall, reportedly due to a parking dispute. The Wauwatosa Police Department is conducting an investigation and has identified a person of interest. Following the attack, Supervisor Pete Bergelis sought medical attention and will need surgery. The victims of Wednesday's plane crash in Waterford have been identified through an online memorial. 8-year-old Colin Strebe from Waukesha and his 73-year-old grandfather were killed in the crash, with a cause still not known. Runners and marchers take over downtown Racine tomorrow with the Lighthouse Run in the morning and the Juneteenth Parade in the afternoon. The run course has been altered to offset the lack of officers to assist.
Our staffing situation, while it is getting better, has not been completely resolved. I am still down 35 officers.
That's Racine Police Chief Maurice Robinson. For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Walks has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Walks, 855-954-1186.
Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
Fireworks, parades, red, white, and blue. Civic Media loves 4th of July, and we hope you do too. Would your local business benefit from reaching thousands of radio listeners in the Metro Milwaukee area? Show your American pride by sponsoring a radio promo celebrating Independence Day, listing city firework displays, and honoring military veterans. If you're a key decision maker for your company and would like to learn more, email your name and number to Lindsay at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us. Happy Independence Day.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media.
Hey, we're back. This is Waukesha with my guest, Dan Dupniak, General Manager of Waukesha Water Utility. Talking about the Great Water Alliance. And to learn more, too, you can go to greatwateralliance.com. Dan was, he spearheaded and he's been overseeing, managing this very ambitious project to bring Great Lakes water to Waukesha, to our homes and to our businesses for clean drinking water and so many other things. And before I jump to the economic opportunities, you know, and the song there was Fisherman's Blues by one of my favorite bands, the Water Boys. And I was going to, that's, I'm going to be alluding to what the potential economic opportunities, economic development opportunities could be. But we wanted to also talk about people's concerns about potential rising costs. And one of the other cost saving opportunities was, you would not need as much or some, if any, water softener.
Correct. The water coming from Milwaukee, once we get Great Lakes water and make that transition, will be 60% softer than what, or more than 60% softer than what we currently have.
Okay.
And, you know, people start to object to water hardness at around 9 grains per of hardness.
Sure.
And the Milwaukee water is going to be around 8. So I will tell you, in New Berlin, about 95% of the people eliminated their water softeners after within 3 years. Milwaukee provides water to 860,000 people in 16 different communities, and 95% of those people do not have water softeners. It is a personal choice. You're going to have to make that choice, but we're recommending that once the switch is complete, you bypass your water softener and you see what it's like.
Okay.
I can tell you from personal experience, my parents lived in the city of Franklin when they switched from groundwater to surface water, and my dad turned it off and they never turned it back on.
Okay.
It's much softer than what you have. Is it classified as quote unquote soft water with 0 to 1 or 2 grains of hardness? No, but it is softer, and you're going to see that your appliances will last longer. Your hot water heater, your dishwasher, your washing machines will all last longer because of the soft water and the mineral content. It will taste a little different because there is not that mineral content that is in groundwater.
But you can taste it and expect to live.
You can,
a normal life.
And once, I mean, 860,000 people are served by the city of Milwaukee. Everyone drinks it, enjoys it, and it's going to be a good product once we have it here. We're really excited to get it.
I bet. Yeah, that's got to be exciting. But there's been this big focus on the residential impact, and that's natural, and that's certainly I don't want to understate that, but I haven't heard any discussion on what the potential economic development opportunities could be. And one of my clients is the Center for Responsible Seafood, which is all about regenerative processes, aquaculture, wild catch fisheries, as an opportunity for economic development, for a healthier planet, and also addressing food insecurity, which is an issue here, even in our city of Waukesha, not just developing countries. And has that ever been discussed or kicked around? Or
Having a sustainable water supply is one of the drivers for economic development.
Sure.
I love the sustainability side of things too, because, you know, we were going from pulling water from the ground, sending it out to the Fox River, down to the Mississippi and out to the Gulf of Mexico, and it's gone forever.
Sure.
Now we're pulling water from the Great Lakes. We're putting it back into the river where it's recycled and reused. Yeah. And now we're using that wastewater as a resource.
Yeah.
So like you said, for response, the fisheries, right now the salmon can't get upstream during dry periods like we have right now.
Okay.
And when the salmon needs to get up to the fishery so they can harvest the eggs and put the salmon back into the water.
Sure.
And provide more angling opportunities, this base flow is going to provide that water to do that. So it provides that.
Sure.
It's just an exciting side of things that people don't necessarily see, and it's a benefit that is going to be huge to the Great Lakes. Yeah. We're also going to clean up the Root River as a result of our discharge. The discharge that we put out from our clean water plant, it's a lot cleaner than the water in the Root River, not right now.
Sure.
And it's going to be a lot better as a result.
That's terrific. Yeah, because and maybe that question I have for you would be better directed towards like Waukesha County Economic Development Alliance. I don't know if I have the name right, but like there's a term I want to popularize called RAS, which stands for Recirculatory Aquaculture System. And it's a technology where water is recycled and reused after mechanical and biological filtration and removal of suspended matter and metabolites. And it's used for the density culture of various species of fish and seafood, utilizing minimum land area and water. And so the idea is with some of these abandoned warehouses we have here, and every city has them, but some of the space we have, or even just land, we could be developing basically indoor seafood farms.
Absolutely. We will have now a sustainable water source for the long term, where businesses don't have to worry about what it is, what the source is going to be and what the quality of the water is going to be. And that's a big attraction to businesses. They want to know that they have that water quality and that they're going to have that for the long term.
That's terrific. So is Johnny on the phone there, Calvin?
He is not quite.
Hey, that's fine. No, we got so much here to talk about with Dan. And Dan said, hey, I want to make a correction. The the Great Water Alliance table. It wasn't that Friday Night Live. It's at the Farmer's Market.
Correct.
So be there and ask for Mary. So, are we already near a break, or is that... Oh, no, is that Johnny? Oh, wait, no, it's time for the Carol Minute. Thanks, Kelly. Real quick, from our great partners here, Wisconsin's oldest university, and here in Wisconsin's oldest university city, Carroll University is excited to announce the creation of a new Master of Education in Organizational Development and Learning program designed to empower students to be change makers in business and organizations and in communities. This program provides students with knowledge and skills to be responsive to and create positive change within organizations. As graduates of this program, students will be equipped to lead and manage organizational change, foster a culture of continuous and lifelong development and learning, and facilitate collaboration with diverse organizational contexts. So congratulations to President Cindy Nattinger and the rest of the Carroll team for putting that together. Also, Carroll University this week had a really cool, a handwriting camp this week. Each child, it was K-4 through second grade, was paired with a Master of Occupational Therapy student using playful handwriting exercises to not only enhance their writing skills, but also to promote critical thinking abilities. The camp uses fun as a means of early childhood exploration and multisensory engagement. So very cool stuff going on there at Carroll University. So, and then other Waukesha news I wanted to jump on real quick before we turn to Dan is that this week in downtown Waukesha, a new stop sign has been installed for eastbound traffic on Main Street at the corner of Main and White Rock. And to me, that is huge. That is a watershed, if you will, pun intended, for safer driving conditions here in downtown. So congratulations, whoever was part of that. That progress. So very happy to see it. I'm sure there's a lot of lifers here that aren't happy about that because they hate change, but I love it and discovered it last night on my way home from dinner after Friday Night Live. So, but back with Dan, what were you talking about before that fun interruption from Carroll University?
Well, Carroll University, Joe Pyatt, he's a professor at Carroll University. He is the chairman or president of our commission. So
fantastic.
Carroll's throughout the throughout the city here, they have their fingers spread out throughout the
I love
the
it.
Industry.
I love it, yeah. Yeah, we were talking about economic development opportunities.
Right.
And I mentioned aquaculture and responsible seafood could be enormous, even for job creation and job development. But we also talked about with the construction that thousands of people were put to work.
There are numbers that say 4,500 jobs were touched over the 3 years with regards to construction. 200 to 300 jobs were full-time jobs were created. And it was during that time of COVID, if you remember, and there was a lot of uncertainty with the trades and what was going to happen and
right.
how things were going. So it was a really good time to have those jobs created and brought here into Waukesha.
That's fantastic.
So yeah, there's a lot of things happening. A lot of miles of pipeline being put in, a lot of infrastructure going up. So there's a lot of all different opportunities for jobs throughout this project.
Sounds great. Hey, and speaking of projects, Johnny's on the phone. Johnny, you there?
Yes, I am, Don.
Cool.
How are you?
We're great. Hey, so look for the Great Water Alliance table at the Farmer's Market and ask for Mary, okay? Tell her Dan sent you.
I certainly will. Matter of fact, I just had a fella here by the name of Bill. He does a Santa Claus thing, and he wanted to ask some stuff, and I sent him down there. So good. He's a very happy camper, and I'm glad you guys are down there.
Sounds great. Well, thank you. What else is going on there,
yeah,
John?
Yeah, so... Well, traffic's
Johnny.
Picking up. There's a lot more people here. Yeah, Johnny Watermelon. So things are looking cool here. I'm telling you, I'm sorry to report that most of the strawberries that are a vendor that's a few down from me, they're all gone. So you're going to have to try to shop down the line. So they
that
went
makes
fast
sense,
this morning,
Don. The price of strawberries in the supermarkets, I heard, have skyrocketed. So it's great to know that you can get those at the farmer's market if you get there early enough. And I know people don't want to miss my wonderful show, but you can download the Civic Media app and you could be listening to the show while you're shopping and while you're getting those strawberries before they sell out. So,
right. And they are beautiful. I bought some and man, I tell you what, are they tasty? So please, if you're going to come down early, get a chance to get some of that great produce. We'd love to see you and stop by. I had a bunch of people at the table, so I was a little bit tardy on my phone call, but
hey, no worries.
Anyway,
it's good to
that's
the
report
so
from the
busy.
Farmer's Market, sir.
Sure.
Yeah, that's good.
I love it. So, but all right. Well, hey, Johnny, we'll be looking for you later. And thanks so much for calling in. And thanks for all you do for our city and for civic media and for the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown. We're grateful for your service.
Well, thank you for the recognition. I just love working for civic media and taking care of all the Waukesha events and community. I know we get really involved with football and sports, the rest of it. Just, it's so much fun being here. So thank you. And I'll see you later.
See ya. Johnny Watermelon, ladies and gentlemen. And thanks for Calvin for the fine work here. This is his first day back on This Week in Waukesha. He's been nailing it. So, and then he even like, I almost, not that I forgot about the Carroll Minute, but, you know, he put it at the right time. So great work, Calvin. And, so now is there, will there be more permanent jobs for Waukesha Water Utility, with obviously with this big infrastructure?
Well, we're doing a lot of analysis right now, actually throughout the city, just to look at jobs and potential opportunities that are out there and how we basically manage the operations at the water utility and throughout the city more efficiently.
Okay.
So that we can be more cost effective for the residents here in the city of Waukesha. But there not only is the jobs, but the changing of the jobs. You know, we go from treating water at our different wells throughout the city to now we're getting all water at one source and we have to then move it across the city. So we're changing from chlorine to chloramines, which is a big deal for people. If you have fish or reptiles, you're going to have to be aware that we're going from chlorine to chloramines. You're going to have to talk to your pet stores about that because that could have some serious impact on your fish. Kidney dialysis is also impacted. We've been working with all the centers that provide kidney dialysis. Going from chlorine to chloramines is going to be different. During that transition, there's going to be a lot of different things that people see. Mm-hmm. There's going to be red water, like when we're flushing mains. You're going to see red water.
Okay.
If you have red water and you're washing your clothes, do not dry them. They will be permanently red.
My wife and I drink a lot of red water by the glass, and we enjoy that.
I'm sure
comes
you enjoy
from grapes,
it.
but it makes a good point though, is that you know we rely on water for just about everything.
And I tell when I talk to kids, I talk about this all the time. You know, when you get up in the morning and you take a shower, you know, you turn on the water and you expect the water to be there. Yeah. When you brush your teeth, you expect the water to be there. When you go to the bathroom, you expect the water to flush and go away. You know, when you're washing your dishes, you're using water constantly for cooking. Mm-hmm. And so people just have that expectation that water is going to be there. And every drop of water that comes out of the tap is going to be safe. You can consume it. You can drink it.
Yep.
And we're going to be happy to get to that point. Not that you can't drink it now because it is compliant with our flow weighted averaging. However, that's been allowed by the DNR. However, this will be able to provide radium free water all the time for all of our customers.
That's fantastic. So we have less than a minute before the break, but
it's going by way too fast.
It sure is, Dan. What I tell you. So, but we do have more to talk about and more time to catch up with Dan Dukniak and the Water Utility. So much more to cover here. We might even have to have you back on the show in a few weeks or closer to the finish date, which I believe is after Labor Day, right?
And that's when we'll start the transitioning. We're going to finish probably before then.
Okay.
And then we'll transition everybody right
after
Labor Day.
Sounds great. All right. Don't go away. This week, Waukesha continues with Water Czar Dan Dukniak.
So do you pick the music?
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Fireworks, parades, red, white, and blue. Civic Media loves 4th of July, and we hope you do too. Would your local business benefit from reaching thousands of radio listeners in the Metro Milwaukee area? Show your American pride by sponsoring a radio promo celebrating Independence Day, listing city firework displays, and honoring military veterans. If you're a key decision maker for your company and would like to learn more, email your name and number to Lindsay at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us. Happy Independence Day.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon with highs around 79. Winds out of the southwest 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 55 tonight, mainly clear. Highs around 81 tomorrow, mainly cloudy skies expected. Mainly clear skies Monday with highs around 83. 84 Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 59 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Welcome. Grab your favorite morning beverage and join us for Morning Cannolis with Jim Santel. You don't know
me, but I'm your brother. Really? That was their hit. This week in Waukesha, and that was Jimmy Cliff, Many Rivers to Cross. And he also had for good water songs from my guest Dan Dukniak, and I thought that was a great one. There's got to be days when you feel like that, knowing like what a very big project is. I mean, there's got to be tons of minutiae, and setbacks happen that are beyond your control.
Right.
And so you've lived through all that, but it seems like you're towing the course.
Right. There have been challenging times throughout this project. Yeah. No question.
Who would predict
about
a pandemic, you know,
yeah,
for one?
Well, yeah, so, that's very true.
But then, like any construction project with or what looks like a reasonable schedule, there's always different, you know.
Yeah, you build float into the project, mm-hmm. when you're building something like this. I mean,
sure.
We've been under construction for 3 years almost. And
right.
So you build float into the project, and that float goes away.
Yeah.
You know, it goes away, comes back, goes away. We are out of float in our contracts,
sure,
right now.
Sure.
And we are done. We're coming down to the wire, as every project does, as every big project does. It comes down to the wire, but we're going to make it, and we'll be able to transition. We'll meet our court order, and we'll be able to provide the water with our largest, sure, pump out of service, which is the court order.
And what do you mean by the court order?
So Waukesha is under a court order to come into compliance with the rating standards.
That's right.
And we have to be in compliance by September 1st of 2023.
Okay.
So we will be in compliance with that order. We will be able to provide water, great, with our largest well out of,
sure,
service as of September 1st.
Okay.
But we're going to wait for the transition, like I said, till after Labor Day. We have a lot of people that are going to be out of the office on vacations during,
yeah,
that time. So,
sure,
we're going to wait till after. And a lot of people.
Rather ironic, right?
Right.
with all the sweat that's gone,
exactly,
into this. Yeah.
And a lot of residents won't be home.
Right.
They'll be gone. So it's best for us to wait till afterwards. And we,
right,
ask residents to be patient with us through the transition.
Yeah.
We have done a number of studies,
okay,
to ensure the safety of the water throughout the transition to make sure that there's no water quality,
right,
issues. We are going to boost up the chlorine levels. That's one thing people will notice for the first month or so,
mm-hmm,
just to ensure that safety, because going from free chlorine in water to chloramines, which is chloramines is ammonia,
right,
and chlorine.
Sure.
And so switching to those two chemicals don't like one another.
Yeah.
So in order to make the transition smooth, we're going to boost up that chlorine. So people during the first month might, mm-hmm, say, oh, this water tastes horrible, or yeah, I can smell the chlorine.
Right.
It smells like pool water. We know that.
Sure.
We get that. After about a month, we'll be able to reduce that to what it is today, and then people won't notice that as much. But,
sure,
we're asking people to be patient. And again, I mentioned the red water.
Yeah.
You're going to see red water coming through the system, just like when we flush. But there's going to be we're transitioning our system holds 50 million gallons of water,
mm-hmm,
so we're going to be transitioning 50 million gallons of water and switching,
wow,
it over. And there's going to be red water that comes up. You know,
sure,
all you have to do is flush it, run your cold water at your tap.
Yeah.
For 5-10 minutes, it'll clear up. If it doesn't clear up after,
yeah,
you know, a couple hours, then let us know.
Yeah.
And we can come out there and we can help. Yeah.
Sounds good. Yeah. Cause you know, one of the great, we talked about one of the great ironies, Waukesha's history of the Springs era.
Yep.
These magical healing waters. And then fast forward to contaminated waters that you shouldn't even drink out of the tap. But there's another irony here too, is that the Great Lakes, which I tell people that my coastal friends, I didn't grow up on the coast, but I grew up around an ocean. And the Great Lakes helped build this American empire. But we used that water not necessarily for fisheries and what it was used for, industry.
Right.
The auto industry in particular and other industries. And one of the lesser watersheds, pun intended, in our region's history is the St. Lawrence Seaway, which expanded the Welland Canal 20 miles northwest of my hometown of Buffalo to allow ocean-going vessels coming in.
Right.
When that took place, it was celebrated. Like President Eisenhower and Queen Elizabeth met at the Peace Bridge in Buffalo, and there was this big celebration, parades and everything. But what they didn't know was that was going, you know, the pollution that came to the lakes, it wiped out basic industries in my hometown, the grain elevating and the railroads, and it changed everything, for better or for worse. But the worst part about it was like invasive species like zebra mussels. And so it looks like with your Great Water Alliance, could this be an impetus for using Great Lakes water for the better? I mean, we're recycling, we're making it sustainable. Could this be an opportunity for other areas? I know the compact doesn't want other non-coastal cities doing this, but even just for the water systems that are in place.
Well, you're right. The compact put a wall basically up, and water cannot go outside of straddling counties, mm-hmm. or counties that straddle, that divide the Great Lakes watershed. But the opportunities within that watershed are enormous. Mm-hmm. You know, utilizing the clean drinking water we have here, fresh water that we have here, as a resource and not as a pollutant. Like you said, you brought up the invasive species. Now there's a lot more protections in place. We're a lot more educated. We know a lot of what's happening. So I think there's a lot of protections that are put in place to protect us against those things moving forward. But utilizing it as a resource, this region is going to be, I see this region, all of the Midwest, booming just because of that resource that we have.
Sure.
And now Waukesha is going to have it, and we're going to have that resource available for our residents and for businesses for the long term, for the future.
That sounds terrific. So, Dan, in the few minutes we have, what have we not talked about?
Well, we appreciate all the construction partnerships we've had with all the communities that we've gone through. You know, we're working through 7 different communities who are not involved in this project.
Wow! Yeah,
and
isn't that something?
It's crazy, and you know, we're putting in this pipeline. We're disrupting people's lives. Mm-hmm. We appreciate all the cooperation and coordination that we've had with all of those communities that we've worked through. It's been tremendous. We haven't talked about, you know, Milwaukee and how Milwaukee came about with Oak Creek was going to be our original supplier.
Right, right.
And Milwaukee came in.
Story, yeah.
Yeah, Milwaukee came in at the last minute and provided us.
Played ball.
Yeah, and gave us an opportunity that we couldn't turn down. Saved the residents $40 million. And the federal, you know, representatives that we've worked with.
Sure.
Senator Baldwin, Senator Johnson, Representative Fitzgerald. We've gotten some grant money from Senator Baldwin and Fitzgerald.
Unanimous bipartisan support.
We're in for some more money now, and we've gotten our WIFIA money. We haven't talked about our loans.
Wow.
We had low interest loans that were put through the federal government. I mean, 1.1% over 38 years, that's like paying cash for our infrastructure. If we were to go
now,
it would be 3 times that.
So, Dan, we need to have you back on, and like maybe in the next month or two.
There are so many stories that we could talk about.
Sounds
the mayor
great.
And I being right. in the car driving around.
Yeah.
that's a whole hour in and of itself.
Dan Dukniak, General Manager, Waukesha Water Utility, thank you for joining us and enlightening us on the developments of this very exciting project. Next week, my guest is Alder Alicia Halbenslaven. Don't forget, Walk Radio will be marching in the 4th of July parade, so you'll see myself and other Walk Radio hosts, civic media hosts, celebrating our nation's freedom. So look for us at the parade, and look for us next week with Alder Alicia Halbenslaven. Look for another episode with Dan Dukniak later this summer as the water project continues. Thanks for joining us, Calvin. We look forward to having Anastasia back next week. Remember, safety is everyone's responsibility, and see ya!
The summer heat can really get to you.
Hot, sticky, you feel like you're melting. But Wauwatosa, coming in July, it'll be easy to cool off at Joy Ice Cream Social. This family-run, family-friendly business is more than just ice cream. It's a cool community hangout spot for friends and family. Let's talk about the ice cream. 16 delicious rotating flavors direct from the chocolate shop in Madison. The perfect way to stay sweet and cool this summer. Opening in July, Joy Ice Cream Social. Scoop, snack, shop. 8334 West North Avenue. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.